With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Three hopefuls for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives sparred in Great Falls last night in their last debate before Election Day.
Welcome to the U.S. House debate in Heritage Hall at Great Falls College, MSU.
On stage left, incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke. Next to him, Democrat Denise Juneau, the current superintendent of public instruction. In stage right, Libertarian Rick Breckenridge, a surveyor from Proctor. Breckenridge replaced the party's original candidate, Mike Fellows, who died in a car crash leaving a campaign event 2 weeks ago. Wednesday night marked the first time this election season when a third-party candidate joined Zinke and Juneau in a public debate. Rick Breckenridge introduced himself to voters by asking them to change the pattern of their elected leaders and vote Libertarian.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This panel tonight is going to pose questions that are the direct cause and effect of the policies and the decisions of the two-party system that we have.
In the 2012 U.S. House race, the Libertarian candidate drew just over 4% of the vote. During the debate, Democrat Denise Juneau continued to paint herself as the underdog success story, using her familiar campaign line, going from Head Start in Billings to Harvard. Juneau criticized Ryan Zinke's work during his first term, saying he was too focused on trying to get into the White House. She pitched herself as a better representative for the concerns of Montanans.
You know, we have one voice for 1 million Montanans in this U.S. House race. That voice should be somebody who has a record of accomplishment, who's been working shoulder to shoulder with communities across this state to get things done, and I'd be honored to serve as your next congresswoman for the state of Montana.
Zinke worked at delegitimizing Juneau's attacks on his record throughout the evening, calling some of them plain false, saying he's always worked for every Montanan.
It doesn't matter to me whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent. I represent Montana because I love my country. I love my state. I understand the responsibility of making sure everyone in this room has an equal say in a future.
The only audience question of the night dove a little deeper into the question of how each candidate would support and represent the rights of all Montana citizens. Each candidate was asked what they would do to support the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual individuals. Zinke said it wasn't his job to tell someone what to think or what to do.
And so I do support you. If you want to be lesbian, you want to be Muslim, you want to be whatever, doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter.
Please.
It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter in Montana, and it doesn't really matter in this election, because Montanans generally aren't that way. What's important is you have the right to be you.
Libertarian Rick Breckenridge agreed.
Welcome to the Libertarian Party. We've only been advocating that since 1971. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have said was, keep the government out of our bedrooms, keep the government off our Constitution, and keep the government out of what we ingest into our bodies, all right?
For Democrat Denise Juneau, the state's first openly lesbian candidate for Congress, the question of how to support LGBT rights was like an easy putt.
Number one, get elected.
Juneau and Zinke said during the debate that they support public lands and oppose movements to transfer federal land to states, and that they support the Second Amendment. The two candidates continued attacks over the campaign season on those issues, trying to portray their opponent negatively. They also said that although the massive coal-fired power plant in Colstrip is slated for partial shutdown in the coming decade, coal will remain a part of Montana's future, along with ways to burn it cleaner. Although this was the last public debate in the U.S. House race, the two main party candidates have been stepping up their attacks in TV ads, each running a half dozen ads in the last month. In Great Falls Wednesday night, Juneau's campaign sent out an email declaring victory in the debate 60 seconds after it was over. About 30 minutes later, a post appeared on Zinke's website claiming the win. You can listen to the full debate on mtpr.org, along with past coverage of this year's race for the U.S. House. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.